Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
We've all heard about statins, but how much do we really know in terms of side effects and other issues that are raised? So we're so glad that it's time for Healthy Steph with Dr. Ginger. She's going to talk about new statin guidelines that released in November by the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology. Hey, Dr. Ginger.
Hey there. How are you today?
It's great to have you on. Dr. Ginger, for people who aren't familiar, what are statins?
They are the cholesterol-lowering medication that, thanks to the new guidelines that were just issued in November, probably 70% more people will be recommended to take. And it's a little disturbing to myself and actually a lot of doctors that this expanded definition of who should be taking statins, you know, has been foisted upon the public with, you know, really to benefit the drug manufacturers, not so much the patient, when really, we should be talking about the things that we can do to lower cholesterol naturally with our lifestyle. But the, you know, the global statin propaganda machine is at it again. The last time was in 2001 when the guidelines were reissued, and it tripled the number of Americans that were recommended to take statins from about 13 million to 36 million. So now we're going to add potentially another 70% to healthy people. It's kind of expanded the guidelines, you know, the risk factors on who should be taking it and who should not be taking it. But incidentally, after this came out in November, shortly afterwards, it was discovered that the risk calculator that they utilized to come up with these new recommendations was flawed. So, you know, I guess it's still up for debate on both sides. But the bottom line is, you know, taking a drug to fix your ailment when you can fix your ailment through some simple changes is not the most ideal way if you want to be your healthiest, because every drug comes with side effects. The statin drugs, you know, it's been reported over 300 adverse effects, many of them life-threatening. Mm. So you really don't want to get yourself into that situation.
So let's talk a little bit about cholesterol and why, you know, I guess, what are people looking for in terms of measuring their cholesterol? And then I know some people, it can be genetic, which I know we've had a whole show on, you know, genomics and, you know, and the fact that we could change our genes. But let's say for those people who are more prone to high cholesterol, what are some of the things that are causing it and what are some of the things they can do to help lower it?
Well, some of the things causing it, well, first of all, we have to understand our body makes our own cholesterol, so we don't need to intake it necessarily, and certainly not at the levels that we do. If every meal that you take, including desserts, if everything, you know, 24 hours a day includes an animal product, which is how we get cholesterol from animals, just like we make it, they make it as well, but we make it, and then we're adding more every meal. Your butter, you know, the obvious things like the meat and the fish and the chicken all have cholesterol, but then the milk and the yogurt and the ice cream and the butter and all of those things also have cholesterol. And the eggs, exactly. And so all of those things are adding to our cholesterol. And we're not doing anything, you know, diet-wise. Like, fiber is a great cholesterol magnet, but we're eating less and less fiber because we're eating more and more junk food. And we're not exercising as much as a society. So there's lots of things that are going on with our own lifestyle that we're not doing that is accentuating, you know, the increase in cholesterol and overall lifestyle problem. The problem with just, you know, popping a pill, you know, like I said, the 300 adverse effects from muscle aches, abdominal pain, abnormal heartbeat, back pain, chest pain, constipation, diarrhea, flu symptoms, headache, insomnia, you know, UTI infections, overall weakness, and the list goes on and on. These are all side effects that come upon a patient taking them, and the doctor may or may not recognize those side effects as a side effect of the statin cholesterol-lowering drug and may say, oh, well, your low back hurts. Well, let's send you to a back specialist, and you know, then they give them a muscle relaxant and whatever else they might decide to give them, when the whole problem wasn't needed with a muscle relaxant. The whole problem was because of a side effect of the statin. So we have to be aware of that. One of the most commonly known side effects is the muscle achiness, muscle weakness, but muscle damage. It's called rhabdomyolysis, and this can actually result in death. If you think about it, you know, your heart is a muscle, and the statin drugs deplete an enzyme that we've probably all heard of, coenzyme Q or CoQ10. And so when this drug depletes that, And that is necessary nutrient for cellular respiration. It's necessary for the muscles to do their work. And when you don't have that in your system or have a lot less than what you should, you start getting achiness and pains. And it can actually lead to kidney damage and muscle damage and kidney failure. And so back in 2001, Bayer had a statin called Bayacol, and that was recalled in 2001 and pulled off the market due to 31 deaths from this muscle tissue breaking down and causing kidney failure. So there's lots of issues with the coenzyme Q. There's also a link between statins and vitamin D deficiency, as well as the latest, because of the potent immunosuppressive properties of the statin drug, so it suppresses your immune system, there's been a significant increase of herpes zoster or shingles. We've probably seen those shingles commercials on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, we've had, you know, an epidemic of people utilizing statin drugs for all this time, and now there's
That's
a link between
connection.
Between the statin drugs and shingles. And so, you know, just it's like a never-ending spiral, and we just need to get to the root cause. And when we get to the root cause and start to fix that, then all of these things go away.
I was told that everyone over the age of 40 should start taking CoQ10 or ubiquinol, which is the more absorbable form of CoQ10, in order to kind of to keep our heart strong. And I'm wondering if that's also because of the fact that more and more people are taking these statin drugs.
Yes, a lot of physicians are at least clued into that, and when they prescribe the statin drugs or when they have patients who are on them, whether or not they prescribed them or not, they recommend taking the CoQ10 for that reason, because it depletes. Every drug you take depletes a certain nutrient or a bunch of nutrients from your body. And you have to, if you're on a medication, you need to do that research and find out what nutrients are depleted and you know, improve your lifestyle so you can get off that medication. But at the very least, start taking some of those nutrients to counteract, some potentially deadly results.
There's an amazing book out there called Drug Muggers, and it's by Susie Cohen, who's a pharmacist. And I definitely highly, highly recommend it. She did send me a copy, and I read it, and she goes through all the different medications and what they're doing to our bodies, exactly what you're talking about,
yeah,
Dr. Ginger,
yeah,
and how it depletes our bodies from certain nutrients. So, you know,
sure
that
does.
Book, absolutely, anyone who is on any type of medication should have that in their, you know, medicine at home. You know, as a reference, keep it next to their bed,
right,
because literally it can help save their lives. And it's Susie Cohen who's the author, as I mentioned.
That's awesome. And, you know, and there are a handful of well-known doctors out there, Dr. Esselstein, Dr. McDougall at Hippocrates Health Institute, lots of different physicians who are reversing. I mean, cardiovascular disease is really one of the easiest things to fix. It really is. But we're not taught this, and so people are not getting it. So my hope is that, you know, you listen to the show, learn all the things that we learn every week on the show, and start applying them to your life, and you'll start to see your body get back in balance. And exercise. If you have high cholesterol, okay, exercise. Cholesterol is a fat or a lipid, so when you exercise, it like heats the body up, and it starts moving things with the oxygen through your bloodstream and kind of moves it out and pushes it out of the body. And so when I talked about infrared saunas a couple weeks ago, I mean, if you have high cholesterol, an infrared sauna is great for that, if you're going to start to make lifestyle changes to kind of move things out, but increasing your fiber as well.
Oh, that's great. Dr. Ginger, do you recommend people take psyllium husk or something in addition to eating lots of fibrous foods, or not really?
Well, you know, that's certainly an ingredient in a lot of, powders. You know, you can get some vegan pea protein powders that have psyllium husk and different things in them. You can do that. But really the first step is changing, like, basic diet, or at least adding in more salads and more, you know, this Thanksgiving. You know, I'm not going to be eating turkey because I don't eat turkey, but I eat tons of vegetables. So there'll be some awesome vegetables.
Yeah, which is a good point.
Yeah, and I always make sure. Yeah.
No, and absolutely. I think to your point, Ginger, unfortunately we're out of time today, but unfortunately, I mean, getting fiber is crucial, and incorporating into our diet is absolutely important, whatever way it is. And if you want to learn more about Dr. Ginger, you can visit her website at drginger.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at the Dr. Ginger. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic.